Monica's Silent World is a book about autism, but it's not just any book. The illustrations are vibrant and colorful, and each character is drawn with distinguished features and details. It wasn't drawn by a professional, but someone who knows this world intimately.
My name is Monica Moses, and I'm an illustrator, and I had a great artistic vision.
Monica's vision was for her mother's book, which is about Monica's life. Monica was born as a neurotypical, or average, child. Then at 20 weeks, she dramatically regressed in mobility. Here's her grandmother, Joni.
On Mother's Day, she knew every aunt, uncle, cousin by name, ran around playing with everyone, and by Father's Day, she was on the couch where we put her, just propped up with her eyes rolling.
Susanna Moses, Monica's mother, went to the doctors for help, got a diagnosis, but went back for a second opinion and then another opinion.
And then a third and then a fourth opinion. And the end group of doctors and child development specialists that I found, they finally said that she had all the symptoms that were on the test that they used to give them the diagnosis of autism. She had all of those things in severe levels, and plus she had more.
Susanna was told Monica would never walk and would never talk again and would never be able to do what her peers were able to do.
Almost everyone gave me little hope that she would ever even be able to talk or anything. Now today, when I see her and hear her talk about her future, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little choked up. She surprises me because it's almost a level of wisdom that she's attained. And come on, she's only 17.
Susanna sought the right therapies for Monica, and in time was able to administer them herself. Monica regained her motor skills and went to school, but there she faced challenges as well.
She was an AB honor roll student the entire year, and at the end of the school year, she had worked all year for this huge party that they tell them about and talk about all the time, and their trophy they're going to win and everything. And at the end of the year, the honor roll party came along, and all the parents came, and the pizza party in the auditorium, and Monica was not included.
She was a great student, but would be passed along even if she didn't have the grades. So Susanna pulled her out, caught her up, and now she's in a college-bound program and enjoys school. Susanna's experiences with her daughter led her to reach out to other parents and others who want to work with children with autism. That led to this book.
I woke up really early one morning, and I was just thinking and thinking and thinking about Monica and our life. And I put pen to paper, and I literally wrote the book right in that instant.
That was in 2001. Susanna read the book to Monica again more recently, and Monica realized the book was about her. At that point, Susanna was talking to publishers and artists to illustrate it. Monica said she wanted to draw the pictures.
So Monica got the job. And she said, you know what? I love this. I want to do this.
And Monica did, finishing the book in 3 months.
We were not allowed to guide her choice of the drawing at all. As a matter of fact, she told me on a number of occasions that I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not an artist, so please let her do it her way.
Now, Monica has finished drawing pictures for her little sister's book. Her name is Sophia, and her book is called Nectar, the Unique Bumblebee.
He was born without a stinger. He gets bullied. He's a bumblebee.
This prolific family has written several books and will continue to reach out to those who want to learn more about children who live with autism.
Hopefully they'll grasp a deeper understanding of the kids around them with Asperger's or autism.
This is Manda Lilly with KFAI. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.